This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Gary Jean Nanny appeared before the Honorable Judge Gerald Prill in the Huron County Circuit Court on March the 30th of 2026. Gary Jean Nanny is a veteran who served in Iraq and admitted to his fifth probation violation, which was testing positive for methamphetamine. This was not a relapse on the streets, but a tragic turn within the confines of a sober living home, where Nanny claimed another resident introduced the illicit substance and that the temptation, quote, got the best of him. Despite a history that includes military service and previous attempts at recovery, even withdrawing from drug court, the cycle of addiction proved too powerful. The court acknowledged the difficulty, with Judge Prill noting that, quote, the strength of the addiction is much stronger than the will to recover. After arguments from both the prosecution and the defense, the latter hoped to preserve Nanny's recovery housing. Judge Prill handed down a sentence of 180 days in county jail with credit for 120 days already served. Nanny will be unsuccessfully discharged from probation, effectively closing the door on any further rehabilitative efforts for now. Judge Prill, in a candid assessment, deemed a potential prison sentence a waste of time, underscoring the challenge of breaking free from the grip of addiction. And another news for today. The ACW Unionville Fire Department Fire Authority Board will be conducting a special meeting today at 6 p.m., The meeting, which will be at the Columbia Township Library at 6456 Center Street in Unionville, is regarding the proposed 2026 through 2027 budget. The Fire Authority has to have the budget adopted before April the 1st, according to the ACW Unionville Fire Authority Chair Steve Linsner, who is also the Akron Township Supervisor. The Fire Authority is comprised of members who represent the townships of Akron, Columbia, and Wisner, as well as the village of Unionville. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Tyler Hansen here with Al Hansen Motors. It's Easter again, which means two things. The weather's confused, and somebody's already eaten all the good candy out of the basket. If you'd rather hunt for something other than eggs and chocolate, we've got a few solid options at Al Hansen Motors. Starting with a 2020 Ford Explorer for $21,980. It has 90,000 miles, leather interior, with heated front and rear seats, heated steering wheel, Bluetooth, backup camera, park assist, remote start, and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Then there's a 2020 Jeep Renegade Altitude 4x4, with only 43,000 miles, heated seats, heated wheel, Bluetooth, adaptive cruise, automatic wipers, remote start, and a towing package. Take it home for just $20,580. If you want a truck, we've got a 2014 GMC Sierra Z71 4x4 with just 70,000 miles, 5.3 V8, true four-wheel drive, Z71 off-road package. It's straightforward. It does the job, no drama, for $23,480. And with gas prices on the rise, you need to check out our 2017 Chevy Cruze LT that gets up to 40 miles per gallon and still has some comfort and convenient options, like heated seats, backup camera, Bluetooth, and remote start, all for just $12,580. Get fair prices, no gimmicks, and never any dock fees at Al Hansen Motors. Shop Al Hansen Motors. We'll help you find something better than chocolate bunnies.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. During the last meeting of the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners, a labor contract was settled. Commissioners met in a closed session for about 10 minutes before returning to open session to approve a labor contract with the Police Officers Association of Michigan Corrections Unit. Commissioners followed the mediator's recommendation to settle for a 2% wage increase from January the 1st through June the 30th, and then another 2% wage increase starting on July the 1st. That agreement is for the duration of 1 year. And another news for today. Tuscola Township's Veteran Memorial Project received an unexpected financial boost. The Tuscola County Community Foundation awarded the township a $5,000 grant to help fund a veteran memorial monument in the township cemetery. In June of 2025, the board approved developing a special monument in the cemetery to honor veterans, as well as to have the name of each veteran who is buried in the cemetery be engraved upon the monument. The township also sold bricks in order to help with the cost of the monument and use those bricks to create a walkway leading up to the monument. The Tuscola County Community Foundation, which is a nonprofit, has 117 funding accounts and awards grants twice a year. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.